Aaron climbed up the bus and stretched her stiff muscles. She felt like she had been traveling for a whole day instead of the 3 hours it had taken her. The ground was soggy with small circles of muddy water everywhere. Aaron looked down with annoyance at the thin line of mud clinging to the hem of her blue trouser. Plucking a tissue from her handbag, she brushed hard at the hem for several minutes. She stopped when her anxious ministration seemed to produce no result and flicked the tissue into the open mouth of a small green bean in the bus. She walked a few feet from the bus, feeling her confidence return with every step she took. The headscarf that kept her hair hidden had been abandoned in the village. Her long hair swept back and held fast at the nape of her neck with a black velvet band. The last time she checked her reflection in the small handheld mirror in her back, she had been satisfied with the full eyebrows that act naturally and the pale pink eyeshadow on her eyelid. She knew her eyes were brightened with the black of the coal she had applied, and her lips shone with the lip gloss she carried around with her. She passed a crowd of locals milling around a young food seller heaping rice on plastic plates. The park was fenced, but the wide exit that faced the road was without a gate. The usual rush hour din of taxi horns on several motorcycles blending with loud music from a music shop beside the road pushed the wild mixture of sound into the evening air. Erin swung her large black handbag on her right shoulder and held a small bag that contained a few clothes in her left hand. It felt good to be away from her booking. She didn't feel so out of place in the city where she had spent 5 years getting her degree in mass communication. She had walked a few steps toward the road beside the park when her phone began to ring. "Where are you now?" The enormity of what she was about to do hit Erin with a force. She had traveled several kilometers without her mother's knowledge to spend the night with Ofer. What if she was making a mistake? "I just arrived Calabar now. Do you remember the prince guest house?" Aaron remembered. He had tried to seduce her there 3 weeks after the first met. "Yes, I do. I've already booked a room." A pause, and then his voice came back on. "Just collect the keys from the woman at the reception when you get there."